The 15-year-old son of Alton Sterling, the man whose death at the hands of Baton Rouge police has prompted daily protests, had a message for the thousands of people demonstrating on behalf of his father.
Continue protesting. But what I want, if you truly love my father, I truly just want everyone to protest the right way, protesting in peace.
The protesters say they have been peaceful, and police use military tactics on them anyway. And that has prompted a lawsuit. More after this from Charlie. Civil rights groups, including the ACLU of Louisiana, now allege in a lawsuit that Baton Rouge police have been violating the rights of peaceful protesters. Executive Director Marjorie Esmond.
People who are continuing their right to engage in peaceful protest were wrongly arrested, many, hundreds of them, some of them injured in the process.
The lawsuit also claims the police would give contradictory orders and then arrest people who didn't comply. Reporter Ryan Califf of public radio station WWNO was covering Saturday's demonstration when he ended up getting arrested.
I'm a journalist.
At the time, police were disarming members of the new Black Panther Party who'd been openly carrying their weapons, but Ryan claims he'd been trying to get out of the way.
So once the riot police pushed into the group of Panthers, when we turned around to walk away from the situation, all the cops who had lined up behind us kept us from retreating and actually pushed us back towards the violence.
With the funeral of Alton Sterling set for tomorrow, the ACLU is hoping a judge will act quickly to impose an injunction on what they consider to be overly aggressive police tactics.
We're very concerned about what will happen.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.